Magritte, written by Lee Battersby and read by Kate Rawson. One rainy spring night, when she was nearly 10 years old, a girl named Magritte climbed onto the roof of the chapel at the centre of the octagonal cemetery that was her home. She nestled herself against a tall, skeletal figure that gazed out across the grounds like an ancient guardian. Together, they bathed in the light that shimmered through the curtains of the surrounding buildings. The skeleton's name was Master Puppet. Magritte had pieced him together from elements she had found in every corner of the graveyard. A bone here, a stick there, a tin can in one corner, and rotten twine from a garbage bag in another. Now he sat at the apex of the roof, with his long arms wrapped around the stone cross, and kept vigil.
"Look at that sky," Magritte said to Master Puppet. "It looks sick and old, and fallen to the ground to die."
"Yes, it does look lovely, doesn't it?" said Master Puppet.
When he talked, he did so in Magritte's voice, only deeper and grown up. Magritte often asked him for advice. Unlike the gargoyles and rats, he usually answered.
"Will you be all right in the rain?"
she asked. Master Puppet harumphed.
"I am unconcerned about the likelihood of impending damage."
Master Puppet liked to use words Magritte heard filtering out through the windows around them, even if he did sometimes forget how they were pronounced, or if neither of them knew quite what they meant.
"The rain waters the dead things below us and keeps them in their place."
Magritte looked down at the ground. The gravel paths were thick with weeds and scuttling things that rattled the tiny stones together as if they were bones in the wind. Headstones emerged from the grass, eyeless skulls that peered over the withered stalks.
"Why do we need to keep the dead things in place?"
Master Puppet sighed.
"We've discussed this before," he said. "Everything must have its place. The dead stay below. The buildings surround us, the sky remains above, and we stay in between, unseen and undiscovered and safe, as it should be."
Magritte knew he was right. The chapel they were perched on was a small structure, surrounded by knee-high yellow grass and dwarfed by the cold grey apartment buildings that circled it like bullies. The paths that ran from the chapel to the edges of the cemetery led to exits that had long ago been blocked off by the rise of the apartments. There was no way to enter or leave. The cemetery crouched between the high walls, and the darkness of their shadows wrapped Magritte in secrets and safety. It was home, and Magritte loved it with the fierce love that comes with complete possession.